UNF holds on for an 80-77 win. They improved to 2-1. Georgia Southern falls to 1-2 with Bradford coming to Statesboro coming up on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Now joined by head coach Mark Byington on this Ford locker room wrap-up. We talked before that you knew it was going to be difficult with seven healthy guys and you would have to do some things you probably didn't want to do or weren't planning on doing, but to be in that game at the very end like that, I think that really shows what this team could be.
Yeah, that was, I'm not discouraged one bit. With the way we played and competed, and, I was happy with the way the guys came out, and we got down, and we could have folded. We got down a couple of different times by, I think, 10 points, and it was easy to give in at that point. But we kept fighting, and made a possession game at the end. So, just kind of being, under man with only having seven guys, those seven guys played hard. And so we're growing as a team. And the difficult part is when you grow as a team and you're playing good teams, and we played a top 25 team, Auburn, and this team's, picked to be first or second Atlantic Sun. Like, I don't have, a lot of time, some cupcakes for our guys to be able to kind of figure themselves out. So we're growing, we're learning, we're getting better. I can see some guys getting better right in front of my eyes on the court. But we got to go through some things like this in order to get there.
As you told me before the game, I'm sure your mind was racing about what exactly you were planning on getting done. And then the predictable foul trouble crept in with McCadden, with Dawkins, with Shart Jackson. They all had to play with four fouls at some point in the game. While that's going on and looking down the bench and realizing you've only got seven guys, how did that affect what you were planning on trying to do?
Well, we were able to do most of the game plan, but we just weren't able to do it for as long as we wanted to. And, with the game, if we could have had, one more body to be able to pressure more, two more bodies to be able to extend it. I thought we got some good looks that we just had some tired legs in the second half. And the unfortunate way the basketball bounces, Calvin had a three that just went all the way down with about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes to go, and came back out. I thought it had to go down most of the ball. And then he got a really good look at the end of the game. I was happy with the guys' execution. They did exactly what they're supposed to. And it's not easy to get a good three-point look in 10 seconds against a zone like that. And Calvin got a pretty good look. And I thought it was going in with left his hand. So a lot of good things. I thought Crawley was unbelievable. I thought he showed a lot of toughness. I thought Elijah bounced back. He got off to a really, really rough start, and I thought he bounced back in the second half. And, Quan Jackson made some plays. So, in the long run, a game like this is going to help us. At some point we'll get some bodies back, and at some point we'll get some other guys on the court. Not exactly there right now, but if we have to roll with whoever we have to roll with, I know they're going to fight hard just like tonight.
What kind of prognosis could you give on the guys that did not play tonight, being that it's still a few days away?
You know what? I'm just concerned with who shows up and plays. And, those guys got to, they're working hard in rehab and Nick, and they're doing their stuff like that. I don't have a medical degree to be able to figure that stuff out. So we need guys, to get back. And some guys, when they come back, they might not have the same role, because if a guy comes in and plays well without them, they take advantage of the opportunity, then it might be good for them.
You bring up Elijah McCadden's emergence in the second half. He had 16 of his 18 points after halftime, 6 of 9 from the field. He had 7 in a row at one point, including that and-one free throw that cut it to 2. Crawley, though, man, 31 points. That's something.
Yeah, I mean, we thought they were going to play zone against us, and we didn't expect 40 minutes of zone. We thought it might be half the game, and then honestly, we watched their first two games this year, and I think they played 3 possessions of zone against Florida and then Florida National in their previous game. And they came out and they zoned us the entire game. So that was, that was actually good for us to go against. We struggled the first 2 or 3 minutes, and the next thing we actually did really well against the zone and got great looks, and especially Isaiah Crawley and Elijah and, the guys finding some holes on the inside of it.
All right, having seen how this particular rotation worked tonight with 7 guys, assuming that could be the norm for Friday against a really good Bradford team, how does having to go through this give you a better idea of what you could do at home against the Highlanders?
Well, it keeps getting tougher. And we're going to keep growing and have to get better. Bradford's picked to win the Big South. They beat us last year. And they have a point guard that might be the best point guard we play all year. I mean, he is really, really good. So The challenges keep coming. Hopefully we have a great home environment. Home environment, if we're only playing limited guys, can pick guys up when they're really exhausted like these guys were tonight. But, we'll figure it out. We'll get back, see who's healthy, and then try to roll with it and prep hard on the next couple of days of practice and hopefully play well on Friday.